Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Oblong Table of the Christian Warrior Network, coming to you from beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio. Tonight's topic for this broadcast is the sin of pride. But before we get started with tonight's show, let's go around the Oblong Table to the crew, let them introduce themselves, and allow them to give their special intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Broadway. I like to pray for that 5-year-old Korean girl that lost her life from another gun violence and the Oregon Community College tragedy.
Linda, and my prayer intentions are to lift up everyone that has lost a loved one this week or in the past few weeks, and keep lifting them up every day. Families get the peace, and those loved ones made it to where they're supposed to be.
This is Brother Rusty. I have a few prayer intentions today. It seems that my oldest brother is going to have cataract surgery, so please pray that he comes out of this and keeps his sight. There are a few people that my mother has on her prayer list for healing. One of them is going through a cancer scare right now. So please pray for everyone on my mother's prayer list. My personal intentions are that anyone that puts themselves in harm's way, for whether it's the nation or whether it's the community, meaning the military or the first responders, being police or fire, or even just the emergency medical rescue teams, please keep them in your prayers and the families of all of them in your prayers, because they go through a lot of stress and terror that most people never find out about.
Hello, this is Brother AJ. First of all, I'd like to say my prayers go out to those with addiction issues and the families that have to deal with those. Also, my son is being married at the end of the month. My prayers go out to him and his bride-to-be. And also, my father has got some spots on his lungs, and it doesn't look good. He's lost appetite, and I may have to move back to my hometown in Michigan in the next few months. So I may not be with y'all a whole lot long, but my prayers and will still be with you. I also wanted to let y'all know that our readings tonight are all coming from the Book of Proverbs. We'll be dealing with Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, chapter 6, 18 through 20, 21, chapter 21, verses 3 through 5, and 27, 2 through 4.
Slight correction there. It was miswritten. It's chapter 16, not 6. But that's okay. We caught it. It's done.
Oh, I do have it as 16. I'm the one who misspoke. Well, we'll pray for me, too. At this time, let's bow our head in prayer in the name of Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Going to the races there, Wayne. There were a couple of times you sped up there. Yeah. Gotta watch that. Gotta watch it.
Voice is a little hoarse. Today I've been sick for the last few days.
Was that a Philly or a Colt? Little horses are called Phillies or Colt.
More of the way it sounds lately, a mule.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate.
Saying, if you love the Lord, you will hate all that evil stuff you do. And what you basically say sometimes that comes out of your mouth is just as evil as the evil things you do.
Well, that's very insightful.
Let me go ahead and read out of the Living Bible. If anyone respects and fears God, he will hate evil. For wisdom hates pride, arrogance, corruption, and deceit of every kind. Now, you know,
too much dead space.
There's when I was growing up, we were only taught because we couldn't read and understand much. They gave us as little information as possible. So we were told we weren't, as Christians, supposed to hate anything. But here is a good example where God tells us that we can hate. but we don't hate the people. We hate the sin.
That's it. As there's another place in the chapter where it says there's a time for everything, living for dying and all of that. Well, there's a time for loving and there's a time for hating. And this is the one of the few times that we're allowed to hate.
And we have to put that in perspective.
And that's right there in Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Oh, you're making me flash back to what was that movie with not Flashdance.
Footloose.
Yeah. He's up in front of the
yeah.
He's talking to the
time for everything.
He's got the Bible in his hand and he's pulling out the bookmarks and going, there's a time reading off verses because of the they want to get the dance.
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 16, verse 18 through 20. Now, the reason I'm taking so long, everyone, is because I started on a different verse when we were practicing, so I have to make sure I hit the right one now. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who heeds the word wisely find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he.
Oh, I don't want to read.
Well, it's not a matter of wanting.
Okay.
You know that. You can hand the book to me. I'll take care of it.
Pride goes before destruction and haughtiness before a fall.
That's word for word.
Yeah. Better poor and humble than proud and rich. Blesses those who obey him. Happy the man who puts his trust in the Lord.
I agree with
if
that.
If you have faith in God and stuff, you would probably you'd be happy that you got your faith in God and nothing around you and all the distractions you forget about.
I know a lot of people that have money, all kinds of money, but they're so unhappy. But yet I know poor people, they're the happiest people on the face of the earth. I love being around them.
And vice versa. So as far as happy rich people and happy poor people and miserable poor people.
Well,
it's a matter of God's faith and where that happiness comes from.
Yeah. God.
You're right. There are a rare few that have money that are happy. But if you'll notice, as you said, look at the amount of faith that they have. Those that have lots of faith, they are dripping of not only faith, but what's the right word? I don't want to say humility because some of them aren't humble. Well, that's humility, but some of them aren't humble, but they're not arrogant. And they're righteous, but they're not arrogantly so. They're not verbally so. They're generous.
Yeah.
And their righteousness is they have righteousness through their generosity. They don't just give their money to anybody.
And it's not just a financial generosity.
No, it's not. And the same goes with those that are poor, like everyone here at the Oblong Table Group. I've got bills coming out my all of my orifices, as well as my wallet. But I try and help people as much as I can. And that's why I don't worry about my bills, because I know that as long as I do God's work, he will provide.
I know that all of us in this ministry, right here in Lorain, I don't know about everywhere else because I don't see it, but I hope to everybody in this ministry helps each other like we do here in Lorain. Most of us couldn't make it without each other. We're all on limited incomes. Some of us don't have food at times. Some of us need help. And we don't get hardly anything from the outside. So when one of us here can lend a helping hand, we do.
And this being, this episode being our talk on pride and how pride is bad, well, I'll save it for later.
It's hard to ask sometimes for help. But
I was going to go with a different version of it, but yeah.
You know,
It's difficult being proud, so proud that you can't ask for help. Sometimes that's the pride that has to go and cause you to fall, okay?
That's like with me years ago, in 1974, when my husband left me, I had two kids. I had to literally swallow my pride and go to welfare for help, which I didn't want to go to welfare, but I had my children to support. They needed food. They needed medical. And that's the only way I was able to get it for pride. I swallowed my pride then.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3 through 5. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. This one's a little difficult. Can you elaborate through the Living Bible there, AJ?
Okay. God is more pleased when we are just and fair than when we give him gifts. Pride, lust, and evil actions are all sin. Steady plotting brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty.
So that means we're supposed to plan what we're supposed to do with our money as well as our lives, instead of playing the ponies and playing the lottery, hoping we're going to win all that money and just be set for life, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I always say money is the root of all evil.
It's not the money.
It's the
love of money
behind it.
It's the love of money, as Linda says, and as AJ says, the intention behind what and how you're going to acquire that money.
Unfortunately, we have to have money this day and age to survive.
Yeah, I know.
Or it's somebody else's money to get you to survive. But it is the intention behind it.
True four. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath is cruel and anger is torment, but who is able to stand before jealousy? This one, the beginning, is the first verse is easy to understand. The second, or the other two verses are... Hey, Jake, can you help us out, please?
I'm trying to find chapter 27. What comes after 26? I told you I'm sick, folks. Let's see here. The numbers are awful small. Don't praise yourself. Let others do it. A rebel's frustrations are heavier than sand and rock. Jealousy is more dangerous and cruel than anger.
you can be jealous of somebody because they have something better than you. That's the wrong thing.
As I started to say earlier, what I started to say and then stopped and said I'd save it for later. This is for later. Pride has a number of different faces. One is being too, as Linda said, being too proud to ask for help. Brother AJ brought that up too. It's not a matter of, but pride can also be how proud you are in what your children have accomplished, something that someone else that you've taught has accomplished.
What's what I've done? What would I have? You know?
Right. That's,
you can be proud of somebody else because that's what this says. Is don't praise yourself. Let somebody else do it for you.
When I said proud of others' accomplishments, oh, look what I taught them to do.
Yeah.
Look what I taught them. Guess what?
Don't boast on yourself.
Earlier tonight, I made mention that, you know, we help each other out as much as possible. We were talking about the money, and I said that, you know, I may be in debt up to my eyeball, but I do what I can. Boasting, I am stating a fact. I try. Not, hey, I do this, which is the wrong thing to say. Telling people that you try, that is the right way to do this without being proud or showing pride. And I wanted to make that distinction because we're talking about pride. Pride is the number one of the deadly sins. It's the one that is the most difficult to get rid of.
The thing I was going to say is, say you don't brag about what you do, brother. You're trying to help others with what you have available to you when you have it. Not like people who have it all the time and just give it. There's some people who have that power to give everything all the time and they get the wrong reasons. They watch people look at them and say, oh, look how great that person is. And that's the wrong attitude to have.
You know what that reminds
me of? Thank God for what you get from whoever.
You know what that story reminds me of?
What?
Reminds me of Jesus pointing out to one or two of the apostles, there's a bunch of rich people that walk up to put money in the donation plate, and there's this little, and they're wearing their finest. There's this little old lady. She's not dressed in the same finery that everybody else that's already passed is wearing. But she's wearing the best she has, and there's holes in it.
Yeah.
And she walks up and she puts in, you know, probably the
two pennies or something.
The equivalent of the smallest donation or denomination of coins that there are. She puts them into the collecting bowl, and Jesus points out, if you compare the amount of wealth that she put in there versus
that was
what
all she had.
That's all that she had. And that will count more than those people that put those large amounts, because he doesn't use the word percentage, but that's what he's trying to get across. The percentage of their wealth that they put into that bowl versus the percentage of wealth she put in.
Yeah.
It's just...
And she put it all.
I like that.
It's
a good story. But it shows the difference, and it shows... It can be a definition of pride. She had so much faith and has no pride, as in she's not too proud to give everything she had. Whereas the other people, they had to show that they had money by putting in large amounts, but those large amounts weren't everything they had.
The wrong reason.
Yeah, they wanted to be noticed, and she was giving everything she had. Didn't care if she was noticed or not. You've got a troubled look on your face, AJ. Are you thinking again?
Mm-hmm. I wish I wasn't. I've just got so much on my mind.
My apology if it sounds to everybody like I'm picking on AJ, but whenever he feels
sometimes
sick,
you Well, with everything that's going on with family and everything and me, I do have some mild mental issues, and medication, I took some new medication a few months ago, and it just isn't, I got to see my doctor again, and probably up the dosage, but with everything that's going on right now, and contemplation about the future, it's running heavy on.
Well, in that case, let's everybody add AJ to our prayers, both for the health of his family and for his health. I don't like sounding like I'm picking on anybody, but sometimes I pick on AJ just to give him the smile. Because when he starts thinking that hard.
Yeah, when I get into a funk, you got to pretty much bring me out of it. I'll all zone right out.
Yeah, with a 2x4 or 4x8?
I'm biting my tongue not to grin.
That's okay. Everybody knows we love you.
We all joke around together. But we love each other.
We all know that this is a serious subject, but we also know that we have to have fun doing it. Otherwise, it's going to start sounding like everybody else on every other broadcast, and we don't like that.
And just to understand, folks, that for us four, this is a lot of work for us because we have our difficulties and understanding and problems, and you know, and it is difficult. It's work for us. We're not scholars or theologians. So, you know, the more fun we can make it sound, the better, because otherwise it'll sound like work. We don't want to, you know.
If it sounds like we're having to work at this, it's time to quit. Because that means that we're...
And we're not quitting on God. We just won't.
Okay, it's down to about a minute and a half, so let's our endings, and then we'll turn around and give the normal announcement.
God bless everybody, and pray, and keep the faith.
Bye, everybody. Have a blessed week.
Pray, and have a blessed week.
As a reminder, we have... ministers and clergy all across the world, and I'm sure that there are some of them have health problems or having other problems, so please add them to your prayers also. And for our friends over across the pond, ta-ta for now. We have one other thing. If you have a prayer request or a birthday announcement, please send it to info@CelticCrossMinistry.com for either the prayer request or the birthday announcement. If you would like to be mentioned, please say so. If not, say you want it anonymous. For either, you need to put the name of the person either announcement is going to be for, the intention. And if it's a birthday announcement, then we need the day and month of their birth. No years, please. We're not going to do the age.
And no joke request.
Under subject line, please put in CWN, which stands for Christian Warrior Network, OTC for Oblong Table Crew, or, I lost it. BTRS, excuse me, for Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you, and see you next week.